In the middle of 1524, Pedro de Alvarado established the first Spanish capital of Santiago de Guatemala in the center of Cachiquel territory at Ixchimche. The Mayans continued to resist, and within months, the Spanish abandoned their first capital. The history of Spanish expansion and settlement in this region reveals the courageous testimony of the unrelenting resistance committed by the descendants of the great Mayan civilization. The Itza resistance near Tikal from 1618 to 1697, in Chiapas in 1708, the Mamis of Ixcuagan in 1743, Santa Lucia Utatlan in 1760, the Cachiquels of Tecpan in 1764, Quechis in 1770, the Mamis in 1813, the Quiches in 1820, Yucatan in 1821, Jumai in 1838, Yucatan in 1847, Quintana Roo in 1858, the Quiches in 1905, the Cachiquels in 1971, the Quiches in 1976, Lake Isabel in 1978, Lake Atitlan in 1980, and many more. From 1915, the story of the Maya in Mexico and the story of those in Guatemala, Belize, and Honduras began to develop differently because of the advances of the Mexican Revolution. During the initial era of the Spanish conquest, the natives living in the dense jungles along the Usumacinta River were generally referred to by the colonizers as El Acantun or Lacandon, a derisive term used by the Christianized Mayan natives, which meant, quote, those who set up precious stones to worship, end quote. These Lacandon continued to call themselves Hakwinik, their own Mayan term for themselves, meaning the real people. For the next 300 years, Spanish missionaries would venture into the dense rainforest looking for Mayan pagans to convert, but they were thoroughly unsuccessful. During this time, the native population stabilized at 3,000. Over just the past 30 years, the population of the Lacandon jungle has grown from 2,000 people to over 160,000 people. This jungle has suddenly been invaded by chicle gatherers looking for rubber, lumber contractors looking for mahogany and cedar, by campesinos looking for farming lands, by cattle breeders looking for grazing lands, by petroleum engineers looking for fuel resources, and by Baptist Bible translators looking for converts. However, the Hakwinik continued to practice their traditional ceremonies in honor of Hachiakyum and Akyanto and other gods whose residence on the Usumacinta River around Yaxchilan, the place where the red, black, white, and yellow roads meet and where the gods shed their masks, which the Hakwinik call Chishokra Chachak Hachiakyum. Only the Lacandon Maya of Lake Naha have actively maintained their traditional ways and ceremonies, due mainly to the leadership of the chief of the Hakwinik, Chiang King, Little Son, who is now 82 years old, and he fears for the future of his youth and of his grandchildren. He has said, quote, here beneath the sun, when the jungle is destroyed, the world dies. There will be no more water, and the roots will die too. When there are not any roots, there will be no more land for the real people. Now the jungle is full of cows and woodcutters, and the end of our world is about to come. Besides the fact that the swelling numbers of people and the massive exploitation of timber resources has greatly reduced the wildlife of the Lacandon jungle, most of this rainforest and the rest of the Yucatan to the north is basically only a broad limestone shelf covered with a few inches of topsoil and tangled scrub, and cannot support any of the intensive agricultural activity that has recently begun there. Since every few years, ever more forest would be destroyed as the topsoil becomes depleted, the Lacandone jungle itself is threatened with destruction. During all this time, the Lacandone Maya became increasingly confined and without any title to this land. A traditional Mayan people who had grown corn for nearly 5,000 years in this region are now often compelled to purchase powdered commodity corn. Gertrude Duby de Blom, a Swiss journalist and explorer, has lived and worked here with the Hakuinik for the past 40 years.
In the 60s, suddenly came an enormous push. People thought, we know it's not true anymore, but even I had this stupid idea. Well, I had a reason, I learned. This could be the granary of Mexico, which cannot be. Today one knows by great experience that the tropical rainforest is not good agricultural land, with very few exceptions. On the view can go to the Usumacinta. Was all solid forest. There's very little left. There are two ways, there are three ways to avoid that in 10 years that jungle is gone. I say 10 years, not only I. Some specialists who have been in here give that jungle 10 years if we don't stop what's happening now. What should be done? First one should stop totally any more people coming in. Absolutely close that forest.
Coinciding with these new economic pressures, another force has been at work subverting the traditional social life of these remaining Lacandone Maya. For the past 35 years, the Summer Institute of Linguistics, with direct ties to the United States Central Intelligence Agency, has maintained an enclave within the Lacandone jungle. Founded almost 40 years ago, this Los Angeles-based organization has become an active evangelical group with 4,000 missionaries in 10 Latin American countries and with an annual budget of $26 million. W. Cameron Townsend, the group's founder and 85-year-old leader, began this work in the 1920s by translating the Bible into Cachiquel, a language of the Maya in Guatemala. Though the Summer Institute of Linguistics is presently under attack in Colombia, Brazil, and elsewhere, the Mexican government has refused to initiate any action against their center in Lacanha Chansayab. After centuries of foreign domination and decades of revolutionary nationalism, in 1940, the government of Mexico passed El Ley de Reforma Agraria, which opened the jungle to homesteading. One of the first groups to arrive was a couple named Philip and Mary Bear. They are Wycliffe Bible translators who began living at Lake Naha to, quote, study the Lacandones, end quote. They started by building a house and an airstrip, where they stayed until 1957. They were not successful at making any converts here, partly because of the resistance of the chief, Chang King. But they did learn much about the life and the language of these Lacandone Maya. In 1957, the Bears were asked to live with a southern community around Lake Lacanha near Bonampak. They continue to live there today, and they continue to work with the Summer Institute of Linguistics. Their influence with the southern group has been much greater, and this has now become virtually a Baptist community of developed Mayas. Another evangelical group, Jehovah's Witnesses, has had some success in converting the natives of Mensabak, the third Lacandone community.
Katun 11 Ahau, Katun of many arrows and dishonorable governments, of the sadness in the huts, whispers, watchfulness in the night. In this Katun we cry out for the burned books and for those exiled from the kingdom, the loss of the corn and of our teachers of the universe, greed and plague and rocks and skulls, the wildcat chief, the honey bear chief, the jaguar of the people. In this Katun, writes the interpreter Chilan, the people eat stones, eat sticks. The Katun of the collection of taxes, of the theft of the masks, of the theft of the treasure buried in the cornfields. In this Katun, there are always invaders, enemies of the earth. Ah, the bloodsuckers, mosquitoes of the people, the emptiers of pots. And our life in the jungle so hard, like the Tempest Whitleys, hunted for eating or skinning or using. They did not appreciate our knowledge of the Book of the Universe for the protection of the Pueblo. In this cartoon, they laugh at our costumes. The hieroglyphics are lost in the mountains. Our civilization below the black buzzards. The hurricane threw away our houses. The nobles are peons digging in the road. The people go hunched over with their mountainous burdens in a net. And the governors are like a drought. And we say, if he would return, who that for the first time constructed an arch, who composed orations, who created the calendar that made possible the chronicles, the histories, and the augurs of the future. Now, meanwhile, like the Tepesquitlis, greatly saddened moon, saddest moon in the sky of El Petén, oppression, watchfulness in the night, the sexual hungers of the great honey bear. And writes the interpreter Chilan, he that is the mouth, now there is a great plague, a great hurricane. In the blue sea emerged the fin of the malignant shock, shark. But the cartoon of the cruel men will pass. The cartoon of the tree of life will be established, and a generous government. Already they don't ask the people to reduce the food. El cartoon, union with one cause. The cartoon, good living conditions. Already we will not speak anymore in a low voice. The people are going to be united, says the interpreter Chilan. Many have joined to sing together. Already the honey bear does not exist anymore. The rocks of the mountains will again have beautiful beaks. The blocks of stone will have faces. There will be good government for the happiness of the people, legitimate lords. Abundance in the mountains and beautiful ceremonies. This is the time to construct over the old pyramid, a new pyramid. This is the harpooning of the malignant shock, shark. And always there will be interpreter Chilans in the village. The interpreter Chilan, he that reads the sacred writings and studies the nocturnal sky, the movements of the sun and the moon in order to know the time of the preparation of the earth, the harvest of the corn husks, the burning of the fields, the setting of the traps, the searching for the stags in the mountains. The interpreter Chilan, he predicts the days of rain, the days in which men sing, the ends of the seasons of the rains. He defends against the plagues and the hunger. He distributes the food in the days of hunger. He supervises the carving of the stelae. He designs the new temples. He gives the tablet with the eclipses. He names the cartoons every 20 years.
My thanks to Zapata Alonso, Martin Kachak Kutsal, Gertrude Duby de Bloom, Chong King, the singers of Lake Naha, the musicians of Zinakantan, Mercedes Sosa, Ernesto Cardinal, and Bobsy Draper. This has been John Walsh with the Mayan Indians of Mexico and Guatemala.